The Fayetteville City Council has amended an ordinance to make it easier for businesses to have sidewalk cafes. The council unanimously approved the amendment during a special session yesterday. Mayor Lionel Jordan said staff members have been working on the measure for a week as a way to support local businesses during the pandemic.
And with the situation with our businesses and the businesses we're beginning to lose in the city, I wanted to give them every availability to be able to continue to do business during this pandemic. So I asked the staff to put something together the last week. I think Garner's got some things that this is going to waive the permitting fees and the application process for sidewalk fees and streamlining the process and removing any barriers.
The temporary measure, which will be in effect for the duration of the COVID-19 public health emergency, allows adjacent businesses to reserve paid public parking spaces for use as sidewalk cafes upon payment of parking fees. Officials say the cost is approximately $5 per day per space on Dixon Street and half that much for the rest of the downtown area. The amendment also gives business owners the ability to serve and allow the possession and consumption of alcoholic beverages in open containers during hours of operation in areas authorized by the sidewalk cafe permit. Mayor Jordan notes that piece is pending approval from Alcoholic Beverage Control.
On the bar end of it, we still got to have a decision from the ABC before they may not allow us to do that. We're just passing something that they may or may not approve. And so we're hopeful that they will.
According to the new measure, no fencing or other enclosure of the sidewalk cafe or outdoor space located within a designated outdoor refreshment area will be required. Outdoor spaces include, but are not limited to, parking areas, fields, lawns, patios, and gardens, so long as they are located on private property and the owner is authorized to use those spaces. Molly Ron, CEO of the Fayetteville Advertising and Promotion Commission, spoke in support of the amendment and suggested expansions of this initiative in the future.
It does seem to me that it is tied very closely to bars and restaurants, and so I'm curious if there can be ways in the future we can look at amending other ordinances to make this more accessible to retail operations. If this doesn't already do that, I think that's a different, would be a different ordinance, but that's something that I'm certainly interested in because I think more than our hospitality businesses.
The council approved the amendment with an 8-0 vote, and the measure goes into effect immediately.